Bandwidth and hosting for the British Tech Network is provided by UK2.net. Innovative, affordable, and reliable web hosting. Well, hello there, as always, BTN News listeners. Welcome to your Tuesday installment of the BTN News Show. I'm your host, as always, Kyle Swagger. Woo! Glad Monday's over with. How about you? It is the 21st of March, 2017. All the best technology news that happened over the past 24 hours coming your way in about 5 minutes. Now, here's something Samsung actually is playing a little bit of catch-up on. I mean, usually it's kind of the other way around. Apple steals some from them or from Windows or that kind of stuff, but not this time. Samsung has unveiled Bixby, or Bixby. How the hell you say this? Anyways, it's their version of Siri. Now, yeah, granted, they had their own little assistant before, S-Voice, but let's face it, it sucked. But the new voice assistant promises to be much, much improved. In fact, on par with even Google or Siri or how many other, Cortana. How many friggin' voice assistants are there now? And it'll be debuting on the Galaxy S8 on March 29th. However, though, Samsung says they are taking Bixby one step further. They believe that why would you need to use your fingers anymore to control your phone? Just ask it to do crap. That's right, they're promising a voice-based interface for controlling your apps, rather than having to take your finger up to the screen and go, oh boy, what do I want? In fact, Samsung is so confident in their new AI, they're saying it can control almost anything you could do in an app with a touchscreen. Could it tell us if our phone's about to blow up? Sorry, Samsung, I just gotta keep dishing out these jokes to you. Oh, Windows 10 updates. Don't you just freaking hate the damn things? Well, at least if you're on a metered connection, you can say, nah, I don't want those things yet. I've not got enough data to do it. Guess what? They don't care anymore. That's right. Your Windows 10 bloatware, security updates, all that lovely little stuff's going to download regardless if you got any data to spare or not. Microsoft says it needs to force these updates for necessary smooth operation. Which, let's all admit, a lot of times when we do an update, the smooth operation kind of goes away after that. But regardless, this is how Windows wants it, and that's how they're going to do it, leaving us with no choice. Never thought I'd say this, but I think I miss XP. Okay, I know we've all been here. We went to the mall, we're all excited about shopping, then we're all done at the end of the day. Oh, crap, where'd I park? Well, thanks to Google Maps, it can now find your parking spot. Yes, Google Maps just added a little small update. It can now save where you parked your vehicle. Yes, the latest Android app version of 9.49, for those technical people out there in our audience, hello, shows a new option indicating save your parking spot. When you tap on your blue dot, yeah, that's your location dot, Google then, of course, will keep track of where you parked. That way, when you come back later after you spent all your money, you don't have to look like an idiot. Now, the parking notification will actually remain in Maps until you dismiss it by pressing clear. And in case somebody else in your little party there went off and got lost, you can actually share the location where you're parked too. And finally, the faster our machines get, the more heat they generate. Never a good thing for your processor, particularly for all you overclockers out there. Yeah, we've all been down there, smoke and fire and all that, yeah. Plus, let's face it, it sucks spending hundreds of dollars on just trying to cool your PC down. Wouldn't it be nice if stuff that's already inside that super speedy laptop was able to kind of cool stuff around it? Well, our gaming dreams might be coming true. Researchers at IBM in Zurich have developed a tiny liquid flow battery. Yes, you heard me correctly, a flowing liquid battery. And they're saying it'll solve this heating problem. And by killing two birds with one stone, not only will the battery liquid cool your system, it'll also power your system. This new technology is called flow batteries. I'm not so sure about the name. I'll leave that one to you guys and gals. Basically, it's a type of rechargeable battery that essentially functions as a rechargeable fuel cell. Now, they're saying the biggest advantage of the flow battery is it has the same electrolyte liquid that is used to generate a charge, which, as most gamers know, is also the same type of liquid that will cool down your system. Yeah, I know, this sounded kind of cool, isn't it? Unfortunately, that's about as good as it goes right now. It sounds cool. Yep, just in the prototype stages right now. If you've got a story and no one else will listen, send it to us at BritishTechNews@gmail.com. BritishTechNetwork.com, our website, of course. Get on over there. Check it out for yourself. You'll see what I mean with all the great podcasts going on over there. Get subscribed over there as well. Check out our blog and review section while you're there, too. Like our Facebook page, British Tech Network. Follow us on Twitter at British Tech. Follow me, too, on Twitter at Kyle Swagger. And our Slack room with our beautiful people in our BTN community. Come on over and be beautiful with us. You can do that at BritishTech.slack.com. The new show will be returning for your hump day installment, getting you caught up with the best technology news that will happen over the next 24 hours. But until then, enjoy your Tuesday. And thank you very much, as always, for listening.